So let's get into the bald-headed man and his brush with greatness. A lot of people, by the way, are saying that the jingle sounds like it's saying when dumb met Tom.
Same thing, probably.
Yeah.
When dumb met Tom.
Oh, Top Gun classic.
When dumb met Tom.
So, yesterday...
Where'd you get that music from?
Eh?
Where'd you get that music from?
I don't know. Working Man's Club in Wakefield somewhere. Wait for this bit. So, where was it then? Some posh hotel?
It was a very posh hotel in London.
Right, very nice, yeah.
And we... yes, it was nice. It was a long day, but it was nice.
Right, so you got there for what time?
I got there for kind of... I always like to be early if I can.
Right.
I was meant to be there about 2:45, so I got there about 2:30.
Ah, God bless you.
Thought I'd have a bit of a wait around. He's gonna be a bit late. He's going to be like 10 or 15 minutes
so
late, probably.
So where were you waiting around?
In the lobby area.
Nice.
Right next to the restaurant. It was serving sea bream for 25 quid. And then you had to order vegetables on top of that and pay another 10 quid.
Sea bream of fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave and I going, I don't like cocktails, what's that?
I think that's vodka and cranberry.
Yeah.
Why would you have vegetables
didn't
with
you,
that?
Didn't your last have one of those? Sea bream ones when she goes out for a drink?
It looked nice. It was very, very posh anyway, and there was lots of very posh people walking around.
So Tom was late, I believe.
Yeah, very late.
So what did you do in the meantime? Just hang around the sea bream?
Just hang around the sea bream area. Yeah, just had a, you know, few drinks, hospitality and stuff.
Did it smell of fish?
It did a little bit, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was a bit stinky.
Right. So we have some audio of you waiting around in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
Were you drinking?
No.
Right, because it just sounds a bit,
It's now 3:45. Still waiting for Tom Cruise. The pianist is still playing.
I got he said that right.
No sign of him. Hopefully we will be speaking to him soon.
Right, okay. Line him up, barman.
Pianist play the same song for about 2 hours.
Is that, sorry, seems to be the hardest word.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Was it a man probably playing or was it on the...
No, it was. He was automatic. Brilliant. He was really good. Wasn't even looking at the keys and everything.
Wasn't singing, though, just playing.
No, just playing.
Okay.
Looking nonchalant.
So this is the moment, then, when Dom met Tom.
When Dom met Tom.
So what was he like?
Nice.
Yeah?
He's a nice guy, very charming. Very thin was the first thing I noticed about him, actually. Because in the film, he put on about a stone.
Is it like the Little Britain sketch when...
Dennis Waterman.
Yeah, goes to see his agent. Is it like that?
No.
Is he not really, really short?
He's short, but the first thing that strikes you about him is how thin he is, actually. He's about 5'6", I think. So he's quite short. And I'm 6'2".
I think that's quite tall myself.
Yeah. Really... It's nothing to be ashamed about, 5'6".
Not at all. I think that's like, it's like a tower block.
He was a very engaging man.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
He had a good tan as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So the room full of his people.
Yeah, I thought it would just be, I mean, it was kind of me and Tom and 25 other people moving equipment around.
Very intimate moment.
Yeah, very intimate. So, right. But it was lovely. It was a lovely afternoon.
And you chatted about what?
Well, to start with, I'd seen the film on Monday, Last Samurai, which is actually really, really good.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to lie. That was good. And asked
is it like
him,
a kung fu version of Dances with Wolves?
There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically.
What? Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Slight bit more to it than
yeah.
that. Yeah, it is. It kind of, it's like an epic with,
Is it very long in the same way that Dances with
it's two
Wolves
hours,
was?
40 minutes. It's not quite as long as...
Right, anyway, stuff is film. Let's get to the man himself.
Yeah, okay, right. He was charming, and first thing I wanted to ask him was, basically, there were these reports around when he was filming this film that he almost died. So this is what he said.
But I have to tell you, I didn't feel that way. I think it freaked other people out more than it freaked me out. It was very close, but when you're doing things like this, that happens. But I'm not dead. But they like, you know, I mean, other people standing there watching it, it must have been more terrifying than me going through it. Because Hero, I trust him. And we had problems with the mechanical horses. When I get T-boned, you know, the one horse hits the other, my horse is supposed to rear. It's rearing, and then it's supposed to fall over, and it didn't fall over, so that sword came quite close to my neck.
You know, there's nothing worse than having a problem with your mechanical horse and then having some T-boning. It really isn't.
Especially when it rears up.
Don't you just hate that?
Do you know what T-boning is, by the way?
Is that like T-boning?
No. Right? It's entirely different altogether. I think it's when you crash one horse into another horse broadside.
Broadside? Hello.
Sea bream.
Vegetable.
Did you ask about the autograph thing?
Yes, I did, yeah. It said, basically, you know, it was the premiere last night. He was very, very excited about it. And, I said to him, well, this, basically.
Tonight is obviously the premiere.
Yes.
That's why we're sitting in a very posh hotel.
Yeah, yes. Very nice. I like...
Just want to get this right. You've said you're going to sign everybody's autograph who turns up tonight at the premiere. Do you know how many people are going to be there?
Did I say that? I said I'm going to try. I will try.
Okay, fine.
I wish I could.
It might be easy
because maybe no one will come. There'll be five people there. I'll just whip through it very quickly.
Yeah, well, there you go. As long as there's no T-boning going on, Tom, you'll be fine. Now, of course, yesterday we set you the challenge of getting a load of movie lines into the interview. Mm. So far, I haven't heard one.
No. I tried one off mic, with the equipment turned off and stuff, and he went, oh, right, so you do movie lines, do you?
Oh, really?
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do, then we'll play a game in that case where we have a talk about absolutely nothing in particular, and you try and tell me which film they're from. And then I start shouting at him, and he starts shouting at me.
Oh, really?
And we have a shout-off.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, basically. I did get a few in.
So did you fail your challenge or not?
I kind of failed, but it was a variation on it a bit.
Okay. So this is the Cruise Dom Challenge, so it says here on my script, which we'll play in a second, as part two of...
When Dom Met Tom.
Continues. 19 minutes past 8. Good morning.
When Dom Met Tom.
Right then, 8:22 OPM, Heaven is a Half Pipe, great track. So the challenge was, you had to get loads of lines into the interview, such as, I'm an excellent driver.
Yes.
And,
Show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money, and you can
show
me
the money. His face, kind of glazed.
You can't handle the truth.
Exactly. His face kind of glazed over a little bit, but he did. Oh, but he did God. Play ball. Oh, to be fair, God. It wasn't him actually. It was all the people behind him.
The movie lines again. I'm so bored.
All the people behind him were winding me up. You know, giving that wind up.
What
song.
Going? Well, you've got lovely hair, Dom. You sound great in the morning. They're a lot better than Matt Barbette.
You've thrown me now. What was I saying? After 3 minutes, they were doing all that sort of wind up and stuff like that. So I just thought, right, well, let's just see what Tom's made of then.
Shall I just play it then?
Yeah, go on then.
What music would you like in the background?
I'd like the bad organ.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Well, who wouldn't?
There we go.
All right, so this is more of when Dom met Tom.
My challenge, the kind of jokes on me.
Yeah, great,
listeners
good,
have
good.
Said you've got
okay,
to ask
good.
As many questions as you can, getting Tom Cruise quotes in into the actual questions.
Okay, good.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
You can spot them if you want at all. So we just have a very general chat.
Yeah, so now I have to tell you my quote?
No, you just tell me if you can think of what film they're from or whether I'm actually having, you know, whatever.
Having me
So I came here by cab today, by taxi, which is good. I'm an excellent driver.
Rain Man.
Yeah, very good.
Collateral.
Yeah, good. It's good. Now... I want to know if you want the real deal. If you want, do you want something to be false, or would you prefer to have the? I don't know. Would you prefer to have the truth?
Oh, a few good men.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So if you say I want the truth, then I'm going to shout at you.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That's so. Like a gay Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Just finally.
Let's do another take. Okay. I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Is that you? Is that your American accent?
That's me. I thought that was
Wow,
right.
You and Tom bonding like a couple of tarts.
How's that? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's
a bit shouty.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, fine.
No, but
are you waving?
Nicholson went the whole way.
He did.
We've got to finish this.
Okay, it's waving. Okay, yeah, we've got a few to go. I'm sort of a big admirer of your work. I love a lot of your films. I mean, in a sense, Tom, even in my dreams, I'm an idiot who knows he's about to wake up to reality. Do you know what I mean?
Subtle.
Vanilla Sky.
Yes. Yeah. I love you, and you complete.
Jerry Maguire.
I haven't got any money, otherwise I would show you the money, and you'd obviously say Jerry Maguire again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, hang on a second. To get the line is, I love you, you completely complete me. Yeah. To hide it in the sentence, you went, I love you, and you complete me. Oh, he's going to be racking his brains.
And to be picky, you said for the I'm an excellent driver thing, you said I came here in a cab. But you wouldn't, yes, if you're in a cab, you wouldn't be driving a cab. You'd be a passenger.
Maybe during the day, he's a cabbie.
I'm an excellent passenger.
News journo in the morning, cabbie in the afternoon.
Public transport always confuses.
So did he swap numbers then? Is it round to his for tea and all?
Yeah, he's flying off to America again. I think tomorrow we're going to kind of hook up.
Is that right?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
But you can't handle the truth!
I thought it was quite good. He was a bit scared, to be fair, and his people were doing that kind of bemused smile.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not finding it funny, just scared.
Do you think next time he's back in the UK, you'll be invited back?
Probably not.
Neither do I.
Joe White.